Amen. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate that. And that is a wonderful song for us at this time in our nation and this time in our lives. I'd like to ask you to take the Word of God this morning, and we will go to Psalm chapter number 23. Last Sunday morning, I preached on the shepherd that we all need. And God really stirred my heart as I preached on that and as I studied about the ideal of our shepherd. I don't know that there's anything more fitting than during a time like this, a time of uncertainty, a time when everything around us is different, everything. Our work is different, our social interaction is different, and we need a shepherd. But this morning, I want to go back to Psalm chapter 23, and I want to continue to work through this chapter. And this morning, I want to preach on this subject. The shepherd gives us rest. The shepherd gives us rest. Now, I know what you may be thinking. You could say, well, Pastor, we've had more rest than what we have ever thought of. But I'm not speaking to you this morning of physical rest. And by the way, you can be rested physically and have unrest in your soul. God wants to give us His rest. God wants to rest our soul. The shepherd works to give us rest. Let's look in Psalm chapter 23, and let's read this chapter again. Would you have your Bible there ready? And I want you, when we finish this, we'll have a word of prayer together. Psalm 23, verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Would you notice verse number 2? David here as the shepherd, but yet now he is speaking that the Lord is my shepherd. He's speaking as I'm a sheep. And he says, as a sheep, the Lord, verse 2, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Today, the shepherd gives us rest. Let's pray. Would you pray for me right now? And let's pray together. Father in heaven, I don't know who I am preaching to really this morning. Lord, there's people that maybe I've never met and maybe never will meet. But God, You know, and You see all of the souls that are hearing this message today. And Father, You have divinely appointed all of this time. Lord, we may not like it and it may be a disappointment to us, but we know it is Your appointment. And I pray this morning that You will anoint me with Thy power and Thy presence and Thy freedom as I preach. Father, Your word will change lives. And I pray this morning that You will save every lost soul, every lost sheep that is listening. And I pray for the saved sheep that You will strengthen them and give them rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We all need rest. In fact, I know that my wife constantly tells me, honey, you need to have rest. And she's referring to physical rest. But there is something that all of us need more and that our heart craves after more, and that is rest in our soul. And here David is talking about the rest that the shepherd and the shepherd alone can give us. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Here, verse number 2 is speaking of rest. Now, by the way, food, where the Bible says He makes me to lie down in green pastures, that's where the food is for the sheep. And then He leads me beside the still waters. It is the water. Food and drink are necessary for our physical bodies to be at rest. But the spiritual food and the spiritual drink is also necessary for us to have spiritual rest. Now, I want you to hear me. One day, God is going to lead us through this valley, through the COVID-19. We're going to come out on the other side, and I'm praying that God will make us better for it. He will strengthen us during this time. But it is possible for you to come through this, and at the end of it, to have lots of physical rest, but to have no rest in your soul. That is true, especially for every lost sheep, but it can also be true for a saved sheep. Can I ask you a question this morning, right now? Do you have rest in your soul? If you do not have rest, then it is not our shepherd's fault, because the shepherd makes us to lie down in green pastures, and he leads us beside the still waters. And when the shepherd of our lives makes us to lie down, he gives us rest and quietness and stillness. And in that time of rest, we can hear the voice of our shepherd, and we can draw nigh unto him. And folks, why would David have to say, "He maketh me to lie down"? Why didn't David say that the sheep desire to find rest? Now let's talk about sheep just for a little bit, because the Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. Why is it that it is imperative in verse number 2 that God has to make us to lie down, because it does not come natural to us? Well, let's think about sheep. Sheep, their nature, first, they are dependent. And remember that about sheep. They are dependent. They are the only type of animal that has to have a human intervention. It has to have a shepherd. They are dependent. In fact, they need a shepherd to provide nourishment for their bodies. They will not find the green pastures, and they will not find the still waters without a shepherd. They're dependent. But secondly, they are defenseless. Did you know that sheep are helpless without a shepherd? Now, you look at a little sheep and you notice their body. They have short little legs. They're not very strong in their legs. They cannot run fast. They have no really protective measures about them. They have no protective shield about them, nothing over their bodies. They are defenseless. In fact, they have weak leg muscles. They have poor eyesight. They are no match for the wolves and the predator prey out there. Sheep are defenseless, but they are also dependent. But here is something else. Sheep have no direction. They really don't. In fact, shepherds tell us that sheep, while they are eating, they will lower their head and they will focus only on the grass or the plants that is in front of them. And they will take short little steps, eating and eating and eating. And if the shepherd is not there, they will just fall right over a cliff. They have no direction whatsoever. In fact, a sheep here, we think about them, and they are not what we would want to classify ourselves as. In fact, you know something, that sheep are also helpless among themselves. Sheep have what they call a butting order. They butt one another. In fact, why do they do it? Because they want to be the top sheep. In fact, they get so contentious with one another that they will even cause bleeding on their head. And the shepherd has to step in and stop the sheep. Think about these animals. And the Lord says, all we like sheep. Another thing about sheep, they also are easily distracted. In fact, a breeze can kick up some leaves and the sheep will scatter. They can hear the smallest sound, or a rock falling, or a tree limb falling, and the sheep will almost hasten into a stampede. You see, the most disturbing distractions for sheep are what is called the parasites and the insects that torment the sheep. They will run into trees to try to kill the pests that invade their nasal passages. They have lots of distractions. They have no direction, they are totally helpless, and they are totally dependent. That is why the Bible says, "He maketh me to lie down," because the sheep will not lie down in rest of their own. In fact, let's be honest, you know something, even the people of God will do just about everything else than lying down in God's presence. We do not rest. We'll work, we'll fight, we'll teach, we'll preach, we'll sing, we'll do everything, but allow God, our heavenly shepherd, to make us to lie down in green pastures and to lead us beside the still waters. Folks, today the shepherd wants you to trust him and to allow you in your heart that you would allow him to lead you to the still waters and to the green pastures. Now, I believe the Bible teaches us, and as we study about sheep, that there are three things that have to happen before the sheep will lie down and rest. If the shepherd gives us rest, then there are some things that must take place in order for sheep to find rest. Number one, I want you to notice that in order for them to find rest, they must have a surety of the shepherd's presence. They must be conscious of his presence. They must know that in his presence there is safety. As I told you before, if there's contention among the sheep and they're butting one another, trying to maybe get some other green pasture, and they're constantly doing that, when the shepherd steps in, there is rest. Why? Because of his presence. Because the surety of the shepherd's presence, because that is only when they find peace. That's when they find security in his presence. By the way, I heard a man on the news that said that at the end of the day, during all of this coronavirus, he said at the end of the day, the only way to find safety and rest is just to use common sense. Well, when I heard that, I thought to myself, some of us are in trouble, you know, if we think that that's our safety, it's just common sense. Well, let me say this to you. The rest of the sheep, the rest of you and me, is only found when we are sure of the shepherd's presence. Now, mark it down. The promise of his presence is true. He has promised us, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But there are times in life when we're not sure of his presence. We're not confident in his presence. We do not believe that he is present. By the way, the devil lies to us about the presence of our shepherd. He has promised us that he would go before us and that he would lead the way. But I want you to know that the sheep will not rest until they're sure of the shepherd's presence. Why? Sheep are very nervous animals. They are very nervous. They can easily be scared by a strange noise or by another person or even another animal. They are skittish creatures. All we like sheep, the same with us. Have you not looked around and noticed that the world is in panic mode? I mean, the grocery stores are being cleaned out and people are buying things that, I mean, it's just amazing. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of all the resources that we need. But because of the fear, because they do not know the presence of the shepherd, there is panic. There is scattering going on. And folks, in order for us to have rest as God's people, we must be sure of the shepherd's presence. When we are sure of his presence, mark it down, there is rest. If you'll take your Bibles and let's go to a wonderful passage in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 33 and verse number 14. I want to show you something that I think is very precious. By the way, where is our safety today? Where is our rest today? Mark it down. It is only found in the presence of our shepherd. My mom and dad, I'm sure, are listening right now. And they can remember, I'm sure they can remember, many of the nights where they were woke up because I, as their son, was crawling into their bedroom to find rest. Now, I had a nice bed. I had a nice room. Everything was comfortable. But I was far away from my mom and dad. And really, the truth of the matter is, at night, I got really scared. I got scared. I heard noises. And my sisters were back there, too. I mean, that was scary enough, you know. And I think it was because I thought they might get even with me at night. But, you know, I remember at night, I'd get so scared. I could not rest. I could not sleep. And I remember crawling into my mom and dad's bedroom. Now, I'd walk a certain way. I knew where every creak was on the floor. I knew where not to step. You know how that is. And I'd get to their bedroom door, and I'd get down just like an army man, my pillow and my blanket. Boy, I'd crawl, and if I'd hear them stir, I'd stop. I'd lay dead just like nothing was going on. And I'd get to the foot of their bed, and let me tell you something. I had the best night's sleep. You know why? The presence of my dad and mom. Their presence there. Listen, we're no different. We need the presence of our shepherd, the surety of his presence. You know what it is. I know what it is. I know what it is to meditate and read his word and spend time in prayer. And you sense his presence. You know he's there. He is speaking to you. And it gives you joy. It gives you rest like nothing else could ever give you. That's what the sheep have to have. The shepherd gives rest. Look what the Bible says in Exodus chapter 33. Now mark it down. God has called Moses to go back to Egypt, a place where it's not safe for him. And God has called him to go back there and to deliver, as far as the human instrument goes, to deliver the nation of Israel from Egyptian bondage. But Moses was concerned about something. Do you think he was scared? Do you think he had unrest in his soul? I think so, but look what he says. Exodus 33, and let's begin if you would please. And the Bible says in verse number 12, "And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight." I want you to mark it down. God knows you by name today. He loves you. His love for you has never changed or faltered. We read on in verse 13. "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." And he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." You know what God said to him? God said, "Moses, I'm going to steal all your fears. I'm going to quiet all of your unrest in your soul." And God said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Then Moses went on to say in verse 15, and he said unto him, speaking to God, he said, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence." I've prayed that prayer many a time before I've entered into the pulpit to preach. I've said, "God, if your presence doesn't go with me, I don't want to go. I can't go." And let me say something to you. In this day and time in which there is unrest everywhere, and people are trying to find rest. Oh, listen, they can sleep all they want to, and they can eat all that they want to, and that gives us physical rest. But there is something called spiritual rest that only our shepherd can give us. And it is because of his presence that we find rest. There have been many times in my life when I have had unrest in my soul. You know what it's like. And I've gone into that time of prayer and so restless. And by the way, you know that our own nature fights against that. It fights against that communion with God. It fights against meditating upon His Word. Our soul fights that because of our old nature. But when we yield to the Lord, when we surrender to Him in prayer and the meditation and study of His Word, I'm going to tell you what you'll find. When you find His presence, you will find rest. My children are not little anymore, but I can remember as a dad, I remember one time we were out taking a walk, and a dog got loose, and a dog came running, and my children were scared. I mean, they were shorter than the dog was, you know, and they got scared. You know what they didn't? They didn't run away. You know what they did? They ran behind me. They said, "Go ahead and take Dad. He's bigger than we are." But you know what? They found rest in my presence. Do you know why? Because they were sure that I would keep them safe. They were sure that I would protect them, and they were right. I would die for them. I would give my life for them. But our heavenly shepherd has already given his life for you and me, and he has proven to us his love and care, and he has promised, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth." Even in Psalm 23, David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why, David? For thou art with me. You see, the shepherd gives rest to the sheep by his presence. His presence implies security. His presence implies that he is going to keep them safe. He is going to meet their every need. And could it be that there is a time in our nation when there is unrest and there is a time of a lack of security in our jobs and a lack of security about everything, that we seek and search for the security that is only found in the presence of our heavenly shepherd? Do you know that the fear of the sheep are not relieved by the absence of danger, but only by the presence of the shepherd? Now look, one day we're going to get back to normal. Right now is the new normal. It's a little different, isn't it? But one day we'll get back to some normality of what we knew a few weeks ago. But mark it down. You may be absent from the danger of the coronavirus or the danger of your income, of losing that, and all of that. But I want you to know something. You will not have rest if you have the absence of those things without the presence of your shepherd. We need it day by day, moment by moment. We need his presence. And folks, it is the Lord's presence, even in the presence of danger, that gives us peace. It gives us rest. Because when we know that the shepherd is present, we can rest. Look, let's be honest right now. If you could see the Lord Jesus Christ, and one day our faith will be turned to sight, would you have rest? In your home right now, if Jesus, and by the way, he is there, but if you could see him with your physical eyes, and he were to tell you, I have everything in control, and he does, would you have rest? Yes, we would. We would have rest. You know, in many ways, I'm a shepherd. I'm an under-shepherd. God has called me to be that way. And you know, I've had many people tell me, Pastor, thank you. I had rest when you came to my bedside at the hospital. When you visited me when I was sick, I had rest, Pastor. And I pray that I can be such a pastor that I can abide in the presence of the shepherd, that when I'm around people, they can sense his presence. Oh, we need the surety of his presence. During a dark time like this, during a time of crisis, the devil wants to try to make us believe that the Lord has forsaken us, or that the Lord has left us, because that will bring fear. But God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And all of those things are found in his presence. Folks, this morning, Christ, our heavenly shepherd, is the victor of everything. In his earthly ministry, he proved his power over disease as he healed the sick. He proved his power over demons as he cast them out. He proved his power over the devil as he defeated the devil and the temptations that Satan put before him. On Calvary, he completed his victory over death, hell, and the grave. We have a shepherd today who is all victorious. And in his presence, we find rest. Look here, you're never going to be able to rid yourself of all of the trouble and the fear that will come to your life. You'll never be able to rid yourself of that. I think sometimes we think of a certain time in life when we'll have no more fears and no more worries, and then we will have rest. But that's not true. Because as we abide in the personal presence of the shepherd, which God has allowed us to do, may I tell you, you will find rest. You know, today, how can we rest unless we are sure of his love? How can we rest unless we're undecided about our eternal destiny? How can we rest if we do not believe the promises of our God? How can we rest when we are doubting the future? Folks, our God is in control this morning. The Bible says he sits on the circle of the earth. Listen, he is the king of all the earth. He rules and reigns today. And he is with you and me. He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Today, the sheep and you and me will never have rest unless we are sure of his presence, the surety of his presence. Number two, I want you to also notice, let's go back to Psalm chapter 23, if you would please. But the sheep will not rest unless there is a surety of the shepherd's presence. But secondly, they will not rest unless there is a supply of the shepherd's provision. Now, there must be the supply. And by the way, it's the shepherd's provision. Did you know something? Nothing can give you rest except Jesus Christ. Nothing. People try to seek for rest through alcohol, but they'll never find it. People try to find rest through illegal drugs, but they will never find it. People try to find rest with things they view with their eyes and things they listen to with their ears. They try to find rest in the devil's music. There's all kinds of avenues that the devil says, find rest. Here's where you will find rest. But the devil can never give you rest. He will only give you more unrest and a lack of peace. The shepherd, his supply, the shepherd's provision gives us rest. Now, Psalm 23 says this. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So there are two things that are necessary for the shepherd's provision, that what he has to provide for the sheep. One is the food, and the secondly is water. Now, food and water is what you and I have to have for physical rest, but the food of the Christian and the water of the Christian is necessary for us to have spiritual rest. In fact, you know that the sheep must have sufficient food, and only the shepherd can provide the food for the sheep. Did you know something? They can't find it on their own. They have no direction. In fact, you know something? Sheep will drink of muddy in water that is infested. They'll drink of water like that because they can't find the still waters. Listen, that is no different than you and me. We cannot find rest without the shepherd's provision. He has all the supply that you could ever need. You know, today we have to continue going back to the grocery store, and maybe many times throughout the week. We are thankful for those that are working hard to provide for all the food and all of that. I thank God for the farmers that work hard to plant the seed and to grow the crops and all of that. But I want to know something. With our Heavenly Shepherd, He has an unlimited supply. He will provide us everything we need. In fact, do you know that the sheep will not lie down in the green pastures when they are hungry? They won't do it. Shepherds have told us that when they are thirsty or when they are hungry, they cannot lie down in the green pastures. And folks, you and I cannot rest when our spirit and our soul is hungry. You know, I've had people say, I remember years ago, my wife said to me, and boy, it was a convicting thing for her to say. I needed to hear it. But it was a time in our life when, boy, I was not trusting my Heavenly Shepherd. I was not finding rest in Him. I was trying to figure it all out on my own. And my wife said to me one day, she put her hand on me and she said, "Honey, I want you to have rest." And you know something? It convicted me, because she was not speaking of my spiritual rest, but she could tell there was no rest in my soul. I was worrying. I was fretting. There was fear. There was anxiety about my life. You know what it's like. We've all been there. You know what? That's kind of like going into a kitchen and the cabinets to being full of food and the refrigerator to have plenty of water and meat and everything that you could ever want. The cabinets just bursting full, and to walk around the kitchen wringing our hands saying, "I'm so hungry. I'm so thirsty. I want rest, but I'm hungry." And we would almost say, "Well, take. Reach into the cabinet, take the food, make the meal, drink the water, it's there for you." And I think sometimes God says the same thing to us. He beholds our restlessness. He sees us in our state of despair and fretting. And I think the Lord says, "I have everything for you. I have provided everything for your need." You see, in order for the sheep to find rest, there must be a surety of the shepherd's presence, but there must be a supply of the shepherd's provision. Now, God gives us two different things here: green pastures and still waters. Let's talk about the green pastures. Now, the green pastures simply is talking about the food for the sheep. But I want you to understand something. The shepherd makes the sheep to lie down in green pastures, not necessarily to eat in the green pastures. When they are lying down, do you know that sheep do not eat lying down? They only eat standing up. They will eat standing up as they move about and as he provides the food for them and shows them where to eat. But when they are lying down, do you know what they are doing? They are bringing back up what they had eaten previously. And I'm not trying to be inappropriate talking about this, but that's how God made sheep. They literally bring food back from their stomach and they are chewing the cud. They are lying down. Their bellies are full. Now they're bringing back up what they have already partake of and they are chewing it. Let me put it this way. They are meditating on it. Psalm chapter 1, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful, nor sitteth in the seat of or standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." And then it goes on to say, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." There is the man that the Bible says that his life will be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. There's rest there. When I read Psalm 1, I find a man at rest. Why? Because his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Do you know what the sheep are doing? They are meditating. They are chewing the cud. He has made them to lie down in green pastures. You and I cannot lie down. We cannot find rest unless we receive the supply from our shepherd. And our supply, our food, is the precious word of God. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 103, let me read it to you. David said, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Many of our church folks know that in my office I keep a container of M&Ms. I keep them in there. And I keep it for the kids. And you say you're trying to bribe them? Yes, I'm trying to bribe them so they like me, all right? But you know, it's funny. It was probably a few weeks ago, probably maybe even a month ago, maybe longer than that. We had a little child in my office. My wife and I were there and the parents were there. And I asked them, I said, "Hey, has she ever had M&Ms?" And they said, "No, I don't think so." And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. So my wife was, I think I gave her just one M&M. She didn't really know what it was. She put it in her mouth and it was like her life was transformed. I mean, the chocolate and all of that. I mean, then she started reaching for it and it was hilarious because you know what? She said, "That's good. I want that." And I think that's true for all ladies, you know, when it comes to the chocolate thing. But you know what? That reminds me of this verse. "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Look here, when you and I are in the Word of God, I'm going to tell you what happens. When we are taking it in and we begin to meditate on it, I don't want to stop. I want to keep reading. I need it. It feeds my soul. It gives rest to my soul because the shepherd is supplying me. Now look here, the shepherd can't make the sheep eat. He can't make them do that. And God cannot make you eat of His Word. God cannot force you to read and study and meditate on the Word of God. But it is what He has provided for us. In fact, Jeremiah 15:16 says this, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." Now, Jeremiah wasn't saying that he tore out a page from the Bible and ate it. They did not have God's word as we have it today. Jeremiah was saying he found the words of God and he consumed them. You know something? When I sit down to eat and my wife has made a good meal, and I'd rather eat my wife's food than anybody else's. And when I'm sitting there, you know something? I could just pick at it. I could just taste it a little bit. And you know what? My wife would say, "Honey, eat, eat. It'll give rest to your physical body. Eat." But I must choose to eat. And it is our choice to take in the Word of God. It is our choice to get along with God. And as the Spirit of God to be our teacher, to give us His Word. Why? It will give us rest. You know, the trouble with too many sheep today, too many of God's sheep, is that they are wandering in fields where there are no green pastures. In fact, the world is nothing but a wilderness where you will never find rest for your soul. And may I say to you, if you're a lost sheep, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, without the shepherd's presence, you will never have rest. And without the shepherd's provision, you will never have rest. You can never find rest. The world may say there's rest. In fact, the Bible says there is pleasure in sin for a season. But then the consequences come. The unrest come. You know something? The rest of these sheep is not an idle rest. You know, in fact, sometimes you can say, well, I just need some rest. I need to take some time off. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you take rest without resting in Jesus, if you take physical rest without seeking our Savior for spiritual rest, you will have no rest. Because when those sheep are lying there, they're not just lying there. They're doing something. They're meditating. They are bringing back the food that they have eaten. They're chewing the cud once again. And God's people cannot rest unless we are in the Word of God. And God's Word is in us. In fact, you know, God wants us to rest. He provides us His food. The second thing is, not only do we see the green pastures, but the Bible says, He leadeth me beside the still waters. Water is essential for life. You have to have water. In fact, while we can last up to 40 days without food, now some of us think that's 40 seconds or maybe 40 minutes, but we can go up to 40 days without food, but you can only go a few days without water. Only a few days. In fact, did you know that for the sheep, about 70% of a sheep's body consists of water? They have to have water, and sheep will not drink from rushing water. That's why the shepherd has to bring the sheep to the still waters. He has to bring them to the waters that is good for the soul. You know something? In fact, the sheep's functions of his body is dependent upon water. He has to have water. In fact, you know, if the sheep does not get the water, his body will start shutting down. The functions of his body will not work properly. And the sheep have no sense of direction, so it is the shepherd that leads them to the still waters. Do you know why so many of us are not functioning the way that we should be functioning? Do you know why many of us don't think the way that we should think? And why we are lived and captive to fear and anxiety and depression? Do you know why? It is because we are not getting the water from the shepherd that we can function the way that He has designed His sheep to function. God has everything that we need to live the victorious Christian life. He has everything. And we are forsaking sometimes that fountain of living water. Life without water is impossible. And our heavenly shepherd supplies us with the water that we need. Now here's something I want you to understand. The sheep know that their bodies need water because they get thirsty. And by the way, God designed us that same way. God designed us that we know we need water when we get thirsty. If you didn't have that physical makeup about you, you would die because you would not drink as you should. But we have physical thirst, and sometimes we try to quench that physical thirst with things that actually dehydrate us rather than hydrate us. I kid our church people all the time about my love for sweet tea. Sweet tea is great. I could drink truckloads of it, you know? But you know, the truth is, sweet tea dehydrates. It pulls water from your body. It takes water from your body rather than putting water there. My wife, she tries to get me to drink water, and I appreciate that. And I tell her, I say, honey, tea is mainly water. But, you know, that's not true. It dehydrates the body. And so often in life, in our spiritual life, God has given you thirst. It is something very precious. But so often we try to quench that thirst with dehydrating things instead of hydrating things. And by the way, the times that we complain instead of pouring our heart out to God, that dehydrates us rather than hydrates us. So often we turn to every other thing out there. We turn to media. We turn to entertainment. We turn to different things to hydrate us, to give us rest for our soul. We just need rest. When what we're doing, we are forfeiting the rest that God wants us to have. Listen, when sheep are thirsty, they become restless and set out in search of water to satisfy their soul. And often, if they are not fed with the still waters and they are not taken in the still waters, I'll tell you what they will find. They will find some infested water. Because sheep are not smart. And they'll drink water that is full of disease and germs and microscopic parasites that will get into their body and harm the sheep. They take things into them that harm them. And we're living in a society today that is without rest. The world is crying out for rest. And they are searching for it in every area that will only dehydrate them and rob them of rest and rob them of peace. The shepherd, oh listen, we find rest when we see the supply of the shepherd's provision. He wants us to lie down in the green pastures. Listen, get into the Bible and let God's word get into you. Spurgeon used to say, get God's word into your heart so much that you'll begin to talk in scriptural language. That the very thoughts about your heart and mind is the word of God. Get it into your heart. And oh, listen, when we get God's word into our heart, can I tell you what we'll find? The Spirit of God, who the Bible refers to as water in His Word, will give us comfort. By the way, do you know the Spirit of God's job, one of His jobs, is He is our comforter. No wonder we don't have comfort, because we are not lying down in the green pastures. We can't lie down because we've not taken a food into our heart. We cannot lie down and meditate on the Word of God and therefore find rest for our soul. Oh, folks, look at the shepherd today. Run to Jesus today. If you're lost, can I tell you something? He loves you. He cares for you. He wants to give you rest. He wants you to know that you're going to spend eternity with Him in heaven one day. But child of God, look at the shepherd today. Find rest in His presence, but find rest in His provision of His Word and as the Spirit of God comforts our soul. Listen, He invites us to follow Him and to put our confidence in Him. For He it is who best knows how we can be satisfied. He knows the human heart. He knows how to satisfy the hungry and the thirsty soul. John 6:35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You know what John 6:35 is? Rest. No hunger. That's not speaking of physical hunger, but it's spiritual hunger. And no, you'll have everything. It is found in Jesus. So we look, number one, the sheep will never have rest unless they are sure of the presence of the shepherd's presence. But they'll never have rest unless they receive the supply of the shepherd's provision. But thirdly and lastly, the sheep will not have rest unless they submit to the shepherd's leading. Now, back in Psalm 23, the Bible says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Do you know that the shepherd cannot bring a flock of sheep to rest? He cannot bring them to the green pastures, and He cannot bring them to the still waters unless they follow Him. How often it is that the Lord wants to bring us rest, but we're going the other way. And what is it about our human nature that we try to find rest on our own? God is trying often to break us, to bring us to the place when we seek His face. You know what happens in your life and my life? We try to bear the burden ourselves. We try to work everything out, and then God makes the burden greater and greater and greater until finally we call out to Him and say, Jesus, help me. Lord, I need You. Look, as a pastor, there's been times I've tried to do things in my own strength. I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of trying to preach in my own strength or minister in my own strength. And guess what I do? I come to the end of myself. I have no resources left. I'm empty until I come to Jesus. And you know what I find in Jesus? I find rest for my soul. I find a supply that's never ending. It's unlimited. Because when we follow His leading, we will have rest. In fact, you know, if the sheep lag far behind the shepherd, guess what will happen? They'll go astray. If they take their own way, they will not find their own rest. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep, what? Have gone astray. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. I mean, we have gone astray. We have turned to our own ways. That's what the sheep do. That's why they must submit, surrender to the shepherd. Folks, can I encourage you with something right now? I want to help you and be a blessing to you. There are many people that are fighting this pandemic that we are living in right now. They're fighting the quarantine. They're fighting it. Not that they're not obeying it, but in their soul, there's no rest because they're somewhat angry, mad. They've got all the answers. Stop. Rest in the Lord. Trust Him that God has brought this on purpose. God has brought this for your good and my good. In fact, the Bible says that we are to rejoice. We are to give thanks. And in fact, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Can I tell you something? What has happened in our country, God sees it, He beholds it, and I believe by faith that He's going to work it together for our good. The Bible says in the Word of God, it says, all things are for your sakes. God is working this together. Submit to the shepherd. Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. In fact, how often do we lose our rest when we run ahead of the shepherd? Years ago, my mom and dad remember this story, but we were in Cates Cove, and we were on a trail. And my mom and dad, you know, man, I was wanting to go. Let's go. Come on, let's go. And I was running ahead of them. And my dad said, "Come back here, son. Stay with us." But I mean, I had energy to burn, you know. And I remember, in fact, I was trying to stay with them, but run backwards in front of them. And I was running backwards. And my dad said, "Son, watch out. There's a snake." And I stepped over a snake. And you know something? Honestly, I endangered myself by not following my dad. Do you know what we do when we get ahead of God? We endanger ourselves. We put ourselves in great unrest and great danger. If the sheep says, "I'm getting ahead of the shepherd. I'm going to find the green pastures on my own. I'm going to find the still waters on my own." You know what they're going to do? They're going to be vulnerable to the prey. They're not in the presence of the shepherd. The shepherd has everything they need. Wait on the shepherd. The Bible says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Listen, you know something? When we go to His Word and we spend time in prayer, can I tell you what that is? That's waiting on the Lord. Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. And in order for the shepherd to lead us, we must be submissive to His will for our lives. Listen, if there's any area in God's Word that we are not submissive to the shepherd, can I tell you what we are doing? There's no rest there because we're not yielding to the shepherd. In fact, why do we make such disasters of our lives? It is because we try to manage our own lives. Years ago, I used to, with my children, and of course, I have two that are driving now, and you know, my prayer life has increased tremendously because of that. But I remember Abby, my oldest, I'd sit her on my lap, we'd get into our neighborhood, and I'd say, "You want to drive?" And of course, her legs were just about this big, you know, no way she could reach the pedals or anything. And I'd put her on my lap, and I'd say, "All right, it's yours, you can handle it." And she would take the steering wheel. Of course, we were going all over the place, you know what it is. And if I'd have just let her do it, we would have ran into something. You know, some dog, some cat. Well, that wouldn't have been too bad. But anyway, we would have ran into something. I mean, no doubt. Why? Because she's not able. She's not capable. And folks, may I say to you, we must understand, we are sheep. We need a shepherd. We are not capable to direct our own lives. We are not that smart. God never made us to make the direction for our lives. We must submit to the leadership of the shepherd. In fact, when we come to the place of submission to the shepherd and we say, "Lord, lead me. Lord, I will follow you. I will obey you. I will do what you have commanded." Everything else is settled in life, because when we fall in line with the shepherd, guess what? The shepherd's going the right way. The shepherd knows where the green pastures are. He knows. He knows where the still waters are. God knows what's best for you and me. He sees beyond. Listen, our Creator, who made us in His image, knows what is best for us. The one who loves us with an everlasting love, He knows what is best. Yield to that shepherd. You know, the Apostle Paul was made to lie down in green pastures in a Roman prison. And out of those green pastures came the wool of Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. We think about John Bunyan, who was made to lie down in the green pastures in the Bedford jail. But out of that green pasture, can I tell you what came? It came the wool of the Pilgrim's Progress. You know, sometimes we think that the green pasture is, boy, it's just great here. Everything's wonderful. Listen, sometimes the green pasture is not what we envisioned it to be. And you know what? I believe that God has intended for us during this pandemic for us to rest in Him. You can find rest. Many of God's sheep have broken down and have ruined their lives simply because they will not lie down. They will not rest in the shepherd. Listen, don't fret for the rest of the shepherd like it's impossible for you. The devil lies to us. He says, well, other people can have rest, but you can't have rest. You don't know enough about the Bible. You're not smart enough. The devil lies to us about that. But God has intended for every saved sheep to find rest. Oh, listen, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The world today is crying out for rest. It is not found in money. It is not found in pleasure. I remember Solomon, who had every pleasure and everything materially that any man could ever want or hope for. And what did he say? All is vanity and vexation of spirit. He had no rest in his soul. Oh, listen, there is no rest in sin. The Bible says that wicked are like the troubled sea that cannot rest. In fact, may I tell you something today? I want to know that God loves you. He cares for you, but I would be a terrible friend if I did not tell you the truth, that if you're lost and without Jesus Christ, you will have no rest here on earth. But there is coming a day in the torments of hell that you will have no rest. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 11 says, "And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night." Think of that. If you die without Jesus, your heavenly shepherd, if you die without trusting in Jesus Christ as the only way to heaven, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but through Jesus Christ. There will be no rest without Him. Oh, rest cannot be found in this world. And by the way, thank God that the world cannot take rest from the child of God. In closing, I want you to go to Matthew chapter number 11. Matthew chapter number 11. I love this promise here. It's one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Matthew chapter number 11. And I want you to notice this. In fact, D.L. Moody was asked one time what he thought was the greatest promise in the Bible. And D.L. Moody said it was Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And this is what it says. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Do you know that I want to thank God that He gave the word here, "Come, come unto me." Do you know that there is no, God doesn't restrict anyone. He has not restricted you. God is not going to say, "Well, I didn't mean everyone come. I just meant certain people to come." No, the Lord says, "Come." He's the shepherd today. Whether or not He is your shepherd, David could say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Is Jesus your shepherd? He only becomes your shepherd when you trust in what the good shepherd did for us and that He gave His life for the sheep. Oh, listen, He came to this world because He loves us. God loves you today, no matter who you are. He loves you. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God loves you, a love that you can never stop. He loves you today. The shepherd loves his sheep. And may I say to you that the Bible says that all we like sheep have gone astray. We are sinners by nature. We were born into this world sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have sinned against a holy God. We can never attain His holiness and righteousness. We fall short of the righteousness of God. There's nothing you can do to pay for your sin. There's nothing you can do to earn God's salvation. You can go to church. You can be baptized. You can do good deeds. But you'll never earn salvation. That's why the good shepherd gave His life for the sheep. Why? Because when Jesus died on the cross, He paid for the sin debt of the world. In fact, the Bible says that, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Folks, I want you to know something. Jesus died for you, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done. And the promise is true for you today. Come. In fact, Jesus said, "To him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." That is a promise that you can take. And when you go into the presence of a holy God, you can say, "Lord, I need you. I need to be saved. I will die in my sins, and I will die without rest." Oh, think of those that will die without Jesus Christ. The Bible says they'll be tormented day and night. They'll have no rest day and night. No rest. No escape from hell. But our heavenly shepherd says, "Come. Come." Years ago, I thank God that I was able to come by faith in Jesus. I got on my knees at a church and I asked Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sin and to be my Savior. Can I tell you what God did in that moment? He saved me. He made me a part of His family. And I'm one of the saved sheep. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. Was a text that a preacher was preaching one night. And God had so stirred his heart. And he read Matthew 11:28. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." With tears streaming down his face. He was just overwhelmed with that. And he kept saying, "Come unto me. Come unto me." And then he said, "What does it mean?" I mean, he knew what it meant. But in his preaching, he said, "What does it mean? Come unto me. What does it mean?" And there was a little girl sitting on a front pew. And with innocence in her heart, she timidly rose. And with a childlike spirit, she held out her hand and said, "I know what it means." And the preacher stopped. He didn't expect that to happen. And he said, "Well, little girl, tell me what it means." And she said, "Please, sir, it means that he wants me." Well, I think that's the greatest definition I could give of what it means to come. It means that God wants you. He says, "Come." Listen, weary child of God that is full of fear and despair, come. He wants you. He will give you rest. The shepherd gives you rest. But if you're lost and without Jesus Christ, come. Oh, listen, come. And He will give you rest. He'll give you the rest of knowing that you're going to heaven forever. You're going to spend eternity with Jesus Christ. You'll have rest knowing that your sins are forgiven. You'll have rest knowing that you're part of the family of God. And He will never leave you nor forsake you. Today, the shepherd gives us rest. Can I tell you something? You'll not have rest unless you are in the shepherd's presence. Rush to Him. You'll not have rest unless you have the shepherd's provision. But you'll not have rest unless you submit to the shepherd's leading in your life. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, I've loved preaching on this subject today. Thank you for being my shepherd. Lord, thank you that years ago I was able, by your grace and the gift, that, Lord, I could come. Oh God, I pray today for every child of God that is listening to my voice, that they will know that there is only rest in your presence. Oh Lord, may they seek your presence. May they know that, Lord, they can enter into your presence. Lord, may every child of God get into the Word of God so that they can lie down in the green pastures and meditate on your Word. And then the Spirit of God can comfort them and give them water for their soul. I pray every child of God would submit to your leadership in their life, that they would say yes to you in every area. Lord, search us right now and show us areas where we are not allowing you to have your leadership, to where we're not submissive, and may we yield now. But God, I pray for every lost person listening to my voice. Lord, I pray that they would put their faith and trust in you right now. Lord, I pray that they would find that there's no rest in sin, there's no rest in the world, there's no rest in pleasure, and the devil will never give them rest. And if they die without you, Lord, they'll have no rest day and night. God, I pray right now that you will touch their hearts. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. I want to ask you right now, child of God, will you seek the Lord for rest? Will you seek Him? Call unto Him right now. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But you that are listening to me, you are lost. You do not know where you would go if you died. You don't know if today was your last day. You don't know if Jesus were to return this afternoon. You do not know that you would go to heaven. Then right now, would you come unto the Lord? God has made a way by giving His Son, Jesus, for you. And right now, if you will call unto Him, He's promised to hear your prayer and to forgive you of your sin and give you a home in heaven. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you call on the name of Jesus right now there? In the quietness of your heart, would you pray to the Lord? Let me help you pray. That prayer goes something like this. You can repeat this from your heart to your Heavenly Father, your Shepherd. He will save you. He will give you a home in heaven. That prayer goes something like this. Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. I trust You as my Savior. Help me live for You from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let me say to you, child of God, I want to encourage you to run to the Shepherd. You'll find rest. And if you are lost without Jesus, look to Him. He will give you rest. May God help us today. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for all those that were able to watch online today. Lord, I miss our people so very much. And Lord, I miss them. But Lord, I'm trusting in You. I'm waiting on You. Lord, thank You for being our Shepherd. Give us rest in our soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.